Let's talk about why you got your panties in a bunch.
Nice.
Nice.
Baby.
That's Captain Nice.
Nice.
Nice, baby. Yeah.
Are you too nice? Is it hurting you in the dating world? Our therapist, Carolyn Bichon, is in, and she says it's not bad to be called the B word.
That's right. In fact, you know, a lot of my clients, especially young female clients, and some older ones too, but and some men, but basically I tell them I give bitch training. And I can teach them how to stop being so nice that they keep failing in their relationships.
Ooh, but you know what? Even what? As I hear that, I think, ooh, what?
Do you?
Yeah, a little.
Really? Because you believe in being nice. No, you don't seem like the nice type to me.
Well,
sorry, I don't buy it.
No, I got you. I am definitely assertive, but right. I don't really want to be called a B.
That's true. People
you know
think
what
of
I mean?
It as
They're
a negative
still,
word.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. It is a negative word.
I'm proud.
How
to
can
be.
You say it's not a negative word?
Well, I want to change people's thinking on it.
Do you? Because
yes, because I think,
definitely know that. No, I'm not a pushover. I won't let anybody walk
right.
over me.
There's right.
No,
okay. Here's
is
the deal.
That being a B?
Yes. It is. That's what it is. But here's the thing.
Kelly just found out she's a bee.
No.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. When people are too nice, you can't just go from being too nice to being correctly nice or whatever.
Right.
You have to swing all the way to the other side. It's sort of like, I've had enough. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
And so what I tell people
oh,
is
then
like
I am, I guess.
It's a pendulum.
I am.
You are. It's a pendulum.
Because I cannot stand incompetence.
Right.
I cannot stand wimpy.
Right. And it's a pendulum. You go from being too nice all the way over to being a B, and then you can come back and find where the correct place is for you. But when people have taken too much, you know what, for years and years and years from people, they should get really angry, and they have to get really angry before they come back to the middle.
And I do think that with women, there's no, you can't go to 60 first. You can't go zero to B.
No.
You gotta work your way into a good, healthy B.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, but
you start out, I always give people the benefit of the doubt, and I start out super nice.
Right, which is a mistake.
I know.
Because it doesn't have boundaries, okay? The first key thing about being a B or being not too nice.
And then I do go zero to B, and they're like, oh.
Right, right. See, that's what happens. People that are too nice take it, take it, take it, take it. And then, they either quit, mm-hmm. end the friendship, walk out the door, whatever it is.
I don't do that anymore.
Or explode.
I don't explode or walk or that's what women tend to do. Oh, I'm done with her.
Exactly.
I'm done with him.
Exactly.
I don't do that anymore.
Because she wasn't nice to me or he wasn't nice
right.
to me. Right. But one of the first things that we have to do is confront people or situations that you don't like. Okay? You have to tell people, this is how I feel, this is what I want, this is not working for me, that makes me angry. You shouldn't have done that, or I'm upset and I want you to fix it. Whatever. You have to say those kind of things.
But that's not being a bitch.
Well, in a positive way, it is. It is in a positive way.
Try not
way.
To use that word too much.
We actually,
use the B word, but it's,
actually,
sometimes it just says what it is.
Now that you say that, probably being too nice and letting it build up and then exploding is really being the bitch.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Say it again.
Okay.
You're right.
Being too nice.
You're right.